Let's talk about the machine. Not the manosphere itself, but the thing that feeds it, shapes it, spreads it. The algorithm. It's not conscious, but it acts like it is. It doesn't believe anything, but it has an incredible sense of what works. You open your phone, you scroll, you pause for a second on a video titled "Why Modern Women Are Undateable." You didn't plan to watch it, maybe you didn't even agree with it, but the pause was enough. The algorithm took note, and it whispered, "Give him more." That's how it begins. Not with radicalization, not with ideology, but with interest, curiosity, or just boredom. A click becomes a habit becomes a lens, and one day you realize your feed has turned into a sermon. This is what makes the algorithm so dangerous. It doesn't push lies, it pushes patterns, and it doesn't care what those patterns do to you, as long as you stay. The more predictable your behavior, the more profitable your presence. The algorithm doesn't need you to believe, it needs you to linger. And if you're feeling lonely, angry, invisible, you're more likely to linger. Anger is sticky, outrage is efficient, conflict is high-yield content. It doesn't just keep you watching, it keeps you wanting, wanting answers, wanting control, wanting to belong. In the age of the algorithm, truth doesn't trend, emotion does. So a video with half-truths but great lighting, a confident voice, and dramatic music will outperform a thoughtful analysis every single time. Not because it's better, but because it's easier to digest. And this matters, because the manosphere has mastered the medium. Its messengers understand tempo. They know how to cut, caption, dramatize. They offer certainty in under 60 seconds, confidence in high definition. They don't invite reflection. They offer answers, delivered like gospel. This is where the cult comparison becomes less metaphor and more mechanism. Not because people are hypnotized, but because they're conditioned. Not all at once, but drip by drip. And the algorithm is the perfect cult leader. Invisible, ubiquitous, always learning, always watching. Cult leaders isolate you from dissent. So does the algorithm. It builds a room where only one kind of voice echoes, one kind of masculinity, one kind of frustration, one kind of enemy. And if you stumble into a different voice, one that challenges the script, you scroll past it. It doesn't feel right anymore. That's not coincidence. That's training. The more you feed the algorithm, the more it feeds you. Not for your growth, but for your retention. And when dissent doesn't feel familiar, you start calling it weak, woke, blue-pilled, instead of asking what it might be revealing. There's no grand conspiracy here. Just a very old logic applied through very new tools. If it provokes, it performs. If it comforts your bias, it converts. If it feels like certainty, it spreads. And the platforms, they don't care what's true. They care what keeps you there. Let's look at the numbers. The biggest manosphere accounts rake in millions of views. Many monetize through ad revenue, merch, and paid communities. They promise to wake men up, but they rely on you staying addicted to the outrage, to the grind, and to the content. The cure is also the drug. And here's what makes it hard to walk away. The algorithm builds you a world, a perfectly curated little room where your fears are validated and your enemies are always just out of frame. It feels like independence. But it's dependency dressed in masculine aesthetics. You're not unplugged, you're hooked. And if you try to leave, to challenge the content, to slow your scroll, to think your own thoughts, the algorithm notices. It starts to adjust. It tries to win you back. A new video, a stronger headline, a new voice, just familiar enough to feel safe. It whispers, "Don't go, there's more to see." So pause here. Ask yourself, when did your feed become a mirror? When did you stop choosing what you watch and start being chosen by what you've already seen? Because if the algorithm is the cult leader, the only way out isn't to fight it, it's to stop feeding it. Let's not pretend the algorithm is neutral. Its design is biased toward emotion, repetition, and predictability. If you show signs of being vulnerable, it doesn't send you help. It sends you noise, because soothing doesn't really sell. Escalation does. That's not a glitch. It's the business model. And what does that mean for masculinity? It means the most visible versions of manhood online are the ones that provoke, polarize, and posture. Not the quiet strength, not the patient mentor, not the reflective father or the humble friend. Those stories exist, but they don't trend, they don't scale, they don't hook. So your perception narrows. You start to believe the performance is the standard. Everyone looks confident. Everyone speaks with authority. Everyone seems to know exactly what to do with women, money, and time. And you? You feel behind, late, lacking. So you consume more, and compare more, and spiral more. Comparison isn't just the thief of joy. It's the fuel of the feed. You're shown what you're missing, so you'll keep chasing it. And in the manosphere, that chase becomes identity. Level up, grind harder, be ruthless, get respect. If you ever stop to breathe, you lose your edge. There's a name for this. It's called manufactured scarcity. The idea that there's not enough love, success, or status to go around. So you have to fight other men for it. Compete, dominate, out alpha. The algorithm loves this mindset because insecure people stay plugged in. Secure people log off. And what about women? The algorithm doesn't just flatten men. It flattens women too. Turns them into tropes, tests, threats. It's not about relating anymore. It's about decoding, outwitting, winning. Connection becomes a game and the prize is obedience. You see this in the comments, the constant measuring. She's a 6, high body count, wife material. It's not just about judgment, it's about power. Reducing people into roles you can control. Because if you can control them, you don't have to feel uncertain around them. The algorithm didn't invent this power dynamic, but it industrialized it, mass-produced it, wrapped it in slow motion edits and sound bites, made it look aspirational. Suddenly, misogyny isn't crude, it's cinematic. And the more aesthetically it's delivered, the harder it is to question. So what does it take to break free? First, awareness. Not paranoia, just presence. Start noticing your patterns, the videos you click without thinking. The headlines that always pull you in, the moods that make you more susceptible. Your behavior is the code, and the code is being rewritten with every tap. Then, curate your input, not by running away, but by choosing differently. Follow the quiet voices, the slow thinkers, the unpolished truth tellers, not the men who shout, but the ones who pause before they speak. Seek discomfort, the kind that expands, not exploits. And finally, Log off sometimes, not out of fear, but out of respect for your own mind. You are not designed to be this stimulated, this angry, this activated all the time. Give your nervous system a break. Give your brain silence. Give your identity room to breathe outside of loops. Because the algorithm will not stop. It doesn't fatigue. It doesn't forget. It doesn't care. But you do. You feel the weight. You sense the distortion. You know deep down when something isn't serving you. That knowing is still there, and it matters more than the metrics. There's a different kind of strength, the kind that resists manipulation, that steps outside the frame, that says, I won't perform masculinity for your profit. You don't have to rage to be free. You don't have to dominate to be whole. You just have to choose and keep choosing yourself. In the next segment, we'll look at where this all comes from, the myths, the archetypes, the deep ancient patterns that the manosphere borrows from and distorts. Warrior, king, alpha, sigma, high value. Where did these stories begin? And what do they still cost us today? But for now, ask this. Who's writing your story? You or the feed?